Welcome back. This is Shlomo Schwartz. We are learning Maseches Makos, Perek Gimel, and we're up to Mishnah Vav. Again, this Perek deals with all kinds of cases of lavim or averis, which are Chayav Malkus. And the one we're going to talk about in Mishnah Vav has to deal with tattoos and engravings into the skin of the person's body. Hakosev Ksovas Ka'aka, which is the term that the Torah calls someone who engraves into the skin or the flesh of the body. It's called the Ksovas Ka'aka. Ksovas is writing. Ka'aka is where you basically make incisions into the skin. So the Mishnah says, Kosav, if somebody wrote below ka'aka, but without making incisions into the skin, or ka'aka, if somebody made incisions into the skin below kasa, but did not fill it in with any kind of dye or color, ain't a chayiv, you're not chayiv. Atshiyichtov v'kakea b'dyo, until you have both the writing and the incision with some sort of ink, or v'kachol is a it's an eye coloring, anything that would leave a mark. Uvachol davar shehu roshem, anything that would leave a mark or impression. It's not enough to just make the incision, but also to have some coloring that will leave a mark. The Rambam tells us that this was the custom of the idol worshippers, that they would have a tattoo that symbolized or indicated that they were connected with a certain idol. And that they serve that idol. So this lav has to do with, according to the Rambam, with the practice of idol worship. Reb Shimon ben Yehuda, Mishum Reb Shimon Omer, Reb Shimon ben Yehuda said over in the name of Reb Shimon, Ein Chayev, you're not Chayev for this lav, Malkus, Ad Sheyichtov Shem Hashem, unless you actually write in the name of the Avodah Zarah. And he is medayik from the pasuk. Shenemar, it says in the pasuk, Uksoves ka'aka lo sitnu b'chem ani Hashem. You should not put in it, I am Hashem, meaning that I am Hashem and there are no others other than me, and therefore you should not put in an incision or a tattoo that has the name of other idols. We don't paskin like Reb Shimon, as the Bartanur tells us. We paskin like the Tanakhama, and therefore it doesn't matter what you write. It doesn't have to have the name of an idol, and you would be over on the lav, as long as it has ksiva and kakea, and then you would be chayav malchus. That's the case of Mishnah Vav. Mishnah Zayin goes into the case of a Nazir, and will continue actually beyond Mishnah Zayin. There are basically three lavim, three prohibitions for one who takes upon himself to be a Nazir. One is not to drink wine or anything that comes out of grapes. Number two is not to cut his hair. And number three is not to become tamei to a mace. Our Mishnah deals with the first one that we mentioned, which has to do with drinking wine. So the Mishnah says, Nazir shehayashosa b'yayin kol hayayim. What if a Nazir was drinking wine, he got hasra from Edom and told him, you're a Nazir, you're not allowed to drink wine. And the Bartanur explains, toch k'tei dibur, within a few seconds of the warning, he drank and he didn't stop drinking. So it was one action. So even though he may have drank many, many, many revias, and so therefore, theoretically, he should get malchus for each one, because he drank toch kedei dibur of one hasra, and he continued, it's considered one act, and he would only be chayev malchus once. So, ein chayev el achas. The Bartanura points out, interestingly enough, that if he had a kos that had a lot of revias of wine in it, and the warning that the Edom gave him was, do not drink this kos because it has such and such amounts of revias, and you will be chayiv on each revias. So let's say there were 10 revias, and they said, do not drink this kos with 10 revias because you will be high of 10 on 10 revias. Then the hasra, if he goes ahead and drinks it, even though it may have been one act, he would actually be high of 10 malchus in that case. Mishnah gives another example. Amru lo, if they told him, al tishte, they told him that between each drinking, do not drink anymore. It wasn't one hasra, it wasn't one warning, but they were numerous. After each drinking of a certain amount, the hushos, and he continues to drink anyway, chayev al kol achas v'achas. He would get malchus for each one. So basically, we have a case where there's one hasra, and he's chayev one malchus, unless the Bar Tanura points out, they told him in advance that this kos contains many revias, and you would be chayev, therefore, many malchus. Otherwise, if they gave a hasra after each drinking, then he would be high of malchus for each drinking. With that, we end Mishnah Zayin, and we'll continue with some of the other examples of a nazir, chi of malchus relating to a nazir in Mishnah Ches. Thanks.